Molly Show. 106.7 KROQ FM in HD Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County. This is the world famous K-Rock.
Good morning. Disneyland tickets in your future. Let's not bury the lead. We got that for you. Park Week Day 2 is rolling on. Submissions pouring through. If you'd like to help us save SoCal from some of the worst parkers in the entire world that live here, ruin all of the parking lots, every parking spot, we are here for you for Park Week. And we've got some amazing prizes for that as well. We're going to get you on that standby boarding list. You can travel to Chicago and see the Lumineers. And we just found out we've got a whole drawer at K-Rock that we never opened. And I'm glad we did yesterday because it was full of tickets to go see MyChem at Dodger Stadium.
I know. Our boss walked in yesterday and was like, hey, you guys want some MyChem tickets? We're like, yeah, sure. We'll take a pair.
I just told a story that we found a drawer full of tickets. And now you're saying the boss, you're giving the boss credit.
Oh, I thought we all knew that analogy was BS. Yeah, you think there's really just a drawer full of physical tickets now?
That's what he said.
He said there's a drawer?
Yeah, we had a drawer full of tickets for MyChem, and we forgot to check the drawer, and apparently we got to give them all away by the show. So,
okay.
10 pairs
they're
a day.
They're all digital tickets.
They're all digital, but
yeah,
they're
all digital tickets.
We're painting a picture.
Painting a picture that there's a physical drawer that is full of physical tickets.
That's right.
There's no drawers or tickets.
All right, well, our boss came in and said we have extra tickets, so we got them for you. And we're going to give them away all show long and all week long, so be ready to get yourself into MyChem Dodger Stadium. If you're new to the show, nice to meet you. My name's Klein. That's Allie. You got Jake the Nerd over there, the arbiter of sound as he goes by.
Arbiter of audio,
The real, the only official audio sniper is DJ Omar Khan.
That's my word, by
thank
the way.
You.
And then in the back, you have Postmaster Jenny and Vanessa taking the calls. 800-520-1067. Vanessa's the one thing standing between you and Disneyland tickets, and that'll be happening in about 30 minutes. So be ready to call and win yourself four tickets to Disneyland. So we got that to look forward to right out of the gate. Of course, between now and then, we'll give away some of Allie's money and so much more. Thank you, Green Day, for kicking off this morning's show on K-Rock. K-Rock, we are Klein Allie Show. If you need us, the phones are the same as yesterday, 800-520-1067. You can call, you can text. Let me see what people want early this morning already. Nikki, good morning.
Good morning, good dibbits.
Sweet dibbits.
I have to share one garage with somebody in my apartment complex. There's a white line down the middle. I use my side for storage. Those people have moved with their own hands my things to park over the line into my space. And I drive a Tesla. If they had asked permission, I'm a cool person. That would have been fine. But they never asked. They move my things. They park over my line. And now I'm thinking I should tell them, leave me $25 a month in an envelope to rent part of my garage.
You know, it's interesting. We have some tickets that we've made up for people to print out if they want to and place on cars or piles of garbage that are in their spot. And this is all part of our celebrating Park Week. And there's so many different ways people can get, I mean, listen how fired up she is about a parking situation. That I never thought about that concept. If you move into an apartment building, you get a parking spot. I think everyone assumes you will use that parking spot for a car.
I had this exact situation. The first apartment complex I moved in LA was this. There was a little space and you could either use it for storage or you could use it for your car. And there were the storage people. Oh, they used that spot.
Every square inch,
all the way to the top was boxes, old bikes, all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
And there are storage people and there are car space people. And it's the same with any garage. If you actually have a house and have a garage, there are people who use it for storage and people who use it for their car. And they're very different people, and it's hard for them to exist in the same space.
But when you're in a giant community parking lot like you'd find in an apartment building, and you know there's a spot that you think is a perfectly good spot, and you need a car. The thing about storage is storage can always find that. You can always find another place to put storage. You can't really find that many other places to put the car.
I know, and you got to respect the lines, though.
So this person not respecting the lines. Nikki, you make a valid point. I mean, listen, I get it. I see the same thing that happens. People do this all the time, even in neighborhoods with like trash bit. Like you get your trash cans out, and they're like, that's a spot.
Yeah.
And they just take them and just throw them right up on the grass, or they move them somewhere else. You're like, I swear my trash cans were there earlier.
I know, but like you said, they can go anywhere.
Yeah.
They'll figure it out.
Well, Nikki,
they'll get emptied.
Nikki, get us a picture and submit it officially at krock.com/parkweek. All right, thank you, Will.
We're happy to call that neighbor, too.
Yeah, all parking-related issues we're going to be taking very personally this week during Park Week.
Yeah, I mean, if we called and said that there was a violation and that they were getting ticketed, might freak him out into respecting those lines.
You think Nikki ratted? Hey, put Nikki back on hold. She's gone. I was going to ask, do you think she's reported them officially to, like, building management? Because that's the kind of the first step you go. It's like, we're going to go to the landlord.
I don't want to judge Nikki, but it sounds like she's well familiar with management.
Yes, it does.
Yes. She's got management voice.
I think management's not taking the calls anymore. It's just Nikki again. Oh, it's the parking lot situation? Yeah, we've been dealing with that for a while.
Yeah.
I get it. Well, listen.
I mean, she's creating her own solution, which is them giving me $25 a month for...
Seems cheap.
For that spot. Yeah, I'm kind of interested now.
You know, it's funny because my first apartment building in L.A., I had the tandem parking with a stranger. So I had
That's the worst.
Of course. What
it's
kind
like
of
a Hollywood Bowl every goddamn day?
It was like a game of who can get back last so that they don't get boxed in.
Whoever invented tandem parking
worst
is a psychotic human being.
Psychotic human.
Why did they think that was going to make anything better?
Well, I think the concept is if you, you know, if you've got two parking spots for a husband, wife, or in your case,
even
Allie,
then,
wife,
it's
wife,
the worst.
It is still, you're right. It's still the worst. There's always someone.
Honey,
else
move to, your car. You don't want to do any of that crap.
I agree that tandem parking is one of the world's worst inventions.
It really is. It serves no benefit.
There's some guy running around by the name of like Johnny Tandem who's like taking all the credit.
That's my parking.
That's
right
my great grandfather's idea. Like, okay.
Parking a line.
Ship him off.
Worse than the bike.
When we get back, we give you a chance to win $100 of Allie's money. And all you got to do is be on the phones now, 800-520-1067. Five questions about the news. Answer them, at least do better than Allie, and she will pay the people. I think yesterday you paid out. Hopefully the streak continues. And then after that, your Disneyland tickets. So we got lots to give you this hour. Oh, plus we got to give you some MyChem this hour as well.
We got that drawer.
We got a drawer full of tickets. Why don't we throw in, how about this, Allie? Are you interested in this? If someone beats you, and Allie knows the news, they beat you. You give them $100, as we always do that. And we throw in a pair of MyChem tickets, Dodger Stadium.
How about we just give the MyChem tickets and scratch the
$100? $100. $200.
How about we do 10 pairs of tickets for MyChem instead of $100.
You can have Allie's $100, and we'll throw in MyChem tickets.
And then minus the 100.
If you beat her. Nope, that's yours. 800-520-1067. That's next. All right, five questions stand between you and $100 of Allie's money, plus tickets to go see MyChem Dodger Stadium. Not a bad prize. And then we got Disneyland right after that, so lots of reasons. A lot of bribery for you to listen to the show this morning. Allie's feeling up for the challenge. She doesn't know what these questions will be. They're all about things happening in the news. And if you've been paying at least a little attention, you have a chance to take her money and her tickets right now to MyChem. Let me say good morning to Ryan, listening in Santa Ana. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Allie. Be nice to me. I'm a fellow river rat. Give me some love.
This man also lives on the river. Don't start with this because Allie's going to tell one of her stupid stories about when she used to crap in a bucket at the Grand Canyon.
You know, I was brought back to the river now, and I can still feel the air on my tongue. As I look at the sunrise over the canyon walls, knowing that this rock was here 1 billion years ago, I have no reception and not a care in the world. And then I peed in the river.
Wow, there you go. A lovely story. They always end with her peeing in the river, by the way. Okay, spoiler alert. That's how all the
if
story
you want
ends.
To experience true freedom, all right. Pee in the Colorado River.
The music's over,
this
which means
true.
The story's over.
This all is right. true.
This guy, Allie's going to leave the studio. We got five questions for you. And as soon as the door closes, she can no longer hear. We will go ahead and give you a shot. Answer these quickly, confidently, and accurately. You're more than welcome to play along. Let's see how you would have done had you been battling Allie the River Rat, and your round of Allie Knows the News starts right now.
Allie Knows the News.
Now, question one. Sadly, this beloved sitcom character drowned while on vacation.
That was Malcolm Jamal Warner, Theo Huxtable.
Question two. Some people are saying that they're going to start boycotting In-N-Out Hamburger. Why are they boycotting In-N-Out?
They moved their headquarters to Tennessee, sadly.
Question three. This NFL quarterback will retire as a Charger after 16 seasons with the team, returning to retire as a Charger.
That would be the baby daddy of many, Philip Rivers.
Question four. This guy's on a tear right now. Question four. This car maker has officially opened a restaurant in the heart of Hollywood.
Car maker. Elon Musk.
Need a question? Need an answer?
I know.
Three, two, one.
Elon Musk.
Question five. It's your final question here. Think about this.
Come on, boy question.
Okay.
It's a boy question. I want to warn you. I have the girly. What did we say yesterday that everyone loved? This highly anticipated sequel had its world premiere last night, will be available for the general public later this week.
Highly anticipated sequel. Oh, my gosh.
Three, two.
Gosh dang it.
One.
Make a gun. All right. Make a gun.
Let's bring Allie in. We'll score together. See how you did. You started strong. You kind of ended on a fifth. Someone send Allie in here. There she is. Allie's back in the building. Allie, you're battling Ryan. Ryan wants your money. Ryan wants my chem tickets. More importantly, Ryan wants bragging rights, so he will tell people forever and ever that he smoked your ass in a round of Allie Knows That's the News right. on your turf. And the two of you can battle it out on the river. Question one. Sadly, this beloved sitcom character drowned while on vacation.
Yeah, Theo Huxtable.
I will accept that answer. Real name, Malcolm.
You said the character, right?
Malcolm Jamal Warner. He gave us both, but that is correct. Tied up 1-1. Very sad. We go to question number two. Some people are saying they're going to start boycotting In-N-Out. Why are they claiming they're going to boycott In-N-Out?
Because they're moving out of California, at least their headquarters.
Yes. I think the more specific answer is...
Lindsay Snyder.
She's the owner's move. But yes, that people are claiming that they're going to boycott. How can you really... You boycott till you get one smell of it. Then you're like, I'm right back. You know, boycott over.
Don't throw around the boycott
right.
unless you can really commit.
And by the way, if you're going to boycott, I hope it's the cars in front of me at the drive-thru. Boycott immediately so you can move out of the way.
I know. Or people who are like, I'm going to boycott Amazon. I'm like, is that even realistic? Right.
You're just hurting yourself. At this point.
Okay, but when you need sponges.
He got that right as well. Tied up 2-2. Question three.
Go to the store.
No.
This NFL QB will retire as a Charger after 16 seasons with the team, returning to retire as a Los Angeles Charger, although technically he spent some of his career as a San Diego Charger. But which quarterback is this, Allie?
Is it the quarterback? Of the
what?
Chargers?
What the hell?
Is that your
what
guess?
Kind of answer was that?
I need the name of the quarterback.
Can you repeat the question?
No,
it's kind
I cannot.
Of confusing.
No? The quarterback.
The current quarterback.
This quarterback is retiring as a San Diego Charger after spending 16 seasons with the team. I can't be more clear than that.
God, what is his name? Tim Jarvis.
So close. It's funny that this whole conversation started with this guy saying, you're a River Rat, he's a River Rat. This quarterback's name is Philip Rivers.
Oh, Philip Rivers.
I'm sorry, we cannot accept that. Allie is down one now with two questions left. Things are getting exciting. At least if your name is Ryan, question four. This car maker has officially opened up a restaurant right in the heart of Hollywood.
Tesla.
All right, he said Elon Musk.
That doesn't count.
Give him the point.
I'm going to give him the point.
Guys.
Thank you.
Yes! I said Tim Jarvis. That was close.
Tim Jarvis is not close. Thank you, Elon. That is a sick restaurant, apparently. People love it. And we go to this final question. Allie's still down one. She needs this desperately. And you got to hope he got this wrong. This highly anticipated sequel had its world premiere last night. It'll be available to the general public later this week. What highly anticipated sequel had its world premiere last night?
It'll be available later this week?
Mm-hmm.
You are wording the questions all weird.
Of course.
You are. What are you doing?
Are you Yoda, man?
I'm Yoda.
Is this a trick question?
No. It's not a trick question.
Why are you smiling with your little ass-eating grin on your face?
You should totally know
Because you
this.
Should know this, and you're going to get mad.
Absolutely.
Once you get it wrong,
you're going to get so pissed.
And you pay this guy, and you got to give him the you don't care about the tickets.
Is it Naked Gun?
Oh, that's what he said as well.
Because I don't think that's a sequel. Is it Happy Gilmore?
Happy Gilmore. Oh! You knew that. Big premiere.
I was going to say Happy Gilmore, and then I was premiere. Like, I didn't realize it was coming out this weekend.
Yeah, yeah. It's later this week.
My chem.
Congratulations. My Ryan, you're going to my chem. You got $100 of Allie's money for some spending money there as well. Look at that, huh? Yeah. Allie, what must you shamefully admit for the second day in a row?
All right.
Bankrupt this company again.
My name is Allie, and Tim Jarvis knows the news.
Tim Jarvis, shout out.
Go back to the river, you jerk.
All right, enjoy, Ryan. Congratulations.
Crap in a can.
All right, guys.
Shut up!
The more angrier you get, the happier he gets, which is a great combination of yelling. Thanks for listening to the show, Ryan. What a way to start your day. All right, let's get that guy out of the way, and let's make room for you and some Disneyland tickets, which will be coming up in moments right here on K-Rock. Here we go. K-Rock, we are Klein Allie's show. Lots to give you all morning long. We just found a bunch of MyChem tickets. We got Disneyland right now. Allie already
got Vanessa running around.
Vanessa sprinting everywhere. It's like a child. It's like when Alvarez brings her daughter into work. I just see this little figure running around the halls. I don't know what's going on. She's getting ready for the big game to give away these Disneyland
tickets. She's
going to
skin her knee.
Yeah, another round of first impressions with Vanessa, where she does her best to do impressions of popular Disney characters. If you can figure out who she's trying to do an impression of, well, you could win yourself your way into the park with 4 one-day, one-park tickets.
Yeah, we've learned of many talents that Vanessa has. Impressions is not necessarily one of them, but it is the funniest.
Oh, by far. And every time we say we're going to do this, she gets angry and says, I think we've had enough.
If you remember, the first impression she did was Sean Connery.
Oh, Sean Connery. Yeah. I can play some of these classic Vanessa impressions she's done, and they are difficult. All of them are hard to figure out.
Even if you really know the line from the movie and, you know, you know movie backwards and forwards, and then she does an impression of an actor from that movie and does the line, you still can't figure it out.
This is not a Disney movie, but here was an impression she did for us.
What country?
Oh, hold on. That's the actual one. Hold on. I believe this was her impression.
She's black. Go on.
That's her. That's Vanessa saying that.
She's amazing, actually.
What's amazing is after she does them, she deletes these files, so we can't re-air them, because that's how much she dislikes doing the first impressions. Mm. So even things that say Vanessa's impression of Pulp Fiction now has been replaced by the actual scene from Pulp Fiction. That's how much she doesn't enjoy us doing first impressions with Vanessa.
Yeah, that's so weird, because I can't find them either.
They're gone. She gets rid of them all, because, you know, she knows if they sit around in there, Omar will usually do what Omar does.
Yeah.
So anyway, you know, if you'd like to play the game, the rules are simple. 800-520-1067. We've given her multiple different Disney characters. She will do her best impression of those characters. If you're able to identify, it's not going to be easy, which character, Disney character, she's doing an impression of, you could end up with tickets to Disneyland. So we'll come back. We'll play with the first four people through 800-520-1067. And we'll do that after New Foo Fighters. Disneyland tickets, yours now on K-Rock all week long. We got them for you. Hopefully you're waiting on hold. If not, better wake up earlier tomorrow. Listen to the show, 800-520-1067, for a round of first impressions with Vanessa. And here's a tease.
Naka naka dika.
Okay, wow. All right. This is going to be difficult. I'm just going to warn you right now. She hears the voices in her head. She does some sort of a weird method. I don't know what her method is. And then she believes that what she's spitting out is an exact replica of the scenes from the movies.
And before we came on the air just now, she said, I don't want to brag, but these are my best impressions yet.
Come on, guys. I'm getting better. If you don't get the characters, I'm sorry, because I am getting better.
Let's say hi.
I think.
What a threat. If you don't get them, sorry.
You don't get Disney tickets.
Let's say hi to, let's go to contestant number one, which puts us on Karina in Fullerton. Karina, welcome to First Impressions with Vanessa. Good morning, and how goes it?
Good morning. Shout out NetBangers.
Shout out NetBangers. And, of course, anyone who's listening now that would like the opportunity to win their way into Disneyland, this would be a good time. Good time to be on the phones and hopefully get a shot at this. All right. This is the first impression from Vanessa. It's a classic Disney character. Let's see if you can figure this out.
Put it down. Isa. Yes. Naka naka dika. You. No, no, no. Pisha. Show. Meh. Meh. Bang, bang, bang. And then,
all right. It's like
so
I'm
good.
Watching the movie.
She's so proud.
So proud of herself. Go ahead and give it a shot. This is for your chance to go to Disneyland. Anyone who gets there is right. Ali's going to write your name down, pick one of you, give you 4 one-day, one-park tickets.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to just go with Stitch.
All right.
Yes.
She believes that is Stitch. Ali, play the actual scene. Let's find
out. Put it down.
What's that?
Yes.
Yeah. No, no, no. Pizza, so bam, 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 bam. And then the
move. I'm gonna give you to the count of three, Stitch.
Perfect. Oh, yeah. I got this again.
Yeah, hers is, I think, almost better. I would say potentially.
Hers is more racist, weirdly.
Yes, hers does sound problematic. We're gonna bring that to HR later for sure. I don't know what you're saying.
Naka naka dika. You. No, no, no. Pisha. Show.
So anyway, real problem.
Dump it. Dump button.
Dump hit. You dump out of all of that.
I think she insulted every race and religion.
It's remarkable that she had the ability. Congratulations, Karina. You got yours right.
Job.
Hold on 1 second. It's a good way to start. Now we move on and we give someone else the same opportunity. First impressions, Vanessa. And we say hi to Jonathan listening in Rosemead. Good morning, Jonathan on K-Rock. Hold on. He's on line 6. Hey, Jonathan. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right.
Allie and Vanessa.
Here we go. First impressions with Vanessa. Let's see how you do.
No, how could I? You have forgotten who you are, so you have forgotten me. Look inside yourself.
All right. Clearly an uplifting moment from a very classic Disney movie right there. But are
Vanessa's
you...
not even trying there.
She says... She's... This is the
voice. That's just your regular voice, Vanessa.
Oh, that was me being majestic.
Hi.
That was me being majestic.
That's majestic. All right, just so you're.
That's a clue.
If you're just joining us, that's she's being majestic. All right, Jonathan. There's been a lot of Disney movies. Which possible Disney character is she attempting to do right there?
Majestic. Okay, I think I know this. It's my favorite Disney movie. That's Mufasa. From the Lion King?
What? I mean, I had... By the
what
way...
What is happening?
That's right, guys.
I would have been $1,000 he wasn't going to get that.
I had no idea. And I've seen the Lion King many times, so I let me hear the scene, actually.
You have forgotten who you are, and so forgotten me. Look inside yourself, Simba. You are than what you have become.
No, how could I? You have forgotten who you are, so you have forgotten me. Look inside yourself. Yes. You are more than what you have become. You must take your place in the circle of life.
Oh. Well.
It sounds like he's dying again.
It really is so sad for so many reasons.
Mufasa dying was messed up.
Jonathan,
though.
Hold on one second. You get yours as well. We give one more person a chance right now. So Jonathan got his right, and Karina got hers right, and we say hi to Stephanie in La Habra. Give her the final chance. Hey, Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, listen closely now. This is the only clue you really have is it's from Disney. They have a vast catalog. Vanessa is attempting to do her favorite characters, and here's your final one.
I can't believe it. I just can't believe it.
That's going to be difficult.
That's it.
There is more, but I mean, let's just give her that part again.
I can't believe it. I just can't believe it.
That, you know what? Sweet divots to her, but I can't get that one.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Wait, play the whole thing. She might be able to.
All right, I'll give you another 5 seconds.
We're never going to get a hold of that stupid lamp.
Oh, that would be Aladdin.
Yeah, you got the movie, but which character?
What character?
Which character is she attempting to do? All right, I'm going to accept that as not an answer.
She just ghosted us.
I'm just going to leave this conversation. Allie, play the actual character.
I can't believe it. I just don't believe it. We're never going to get a hold of that stupid lamp.
Spot on.
I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. We're never going to get a hold of that stupid lamp.
All right.
Allie, Vanessa, you hear that, right?
You think that sounds the same, Vanessa?
Sounds the same, but you should play that whole thing because I even did the other character.
I've always wondered what Gilbert Gottfried sounded like with a Colombian accent.
Now we know.
Just forget it. Look at this. Look at this. I'm so ticked off that I'm molting. Oh, there's a big surprise. That's incredible. I think I'm going to have a heart attack and die from the surprise. What are we going to do? What? We got a big problem here.
What? You changed your voice there? I didn't hear any change whatsoever.
You were multiple
in your inflection or anything.
That sounds like you're doing the same voice you did for everything.
Keep going. There's more.
That's the end of it.
That was my best one, too. I promise you there was a middle bar.
Are you, is
I
that...
I was whispering.
Well, anyway.
I was whispering.
Allie, we got to take a break, unfortunately.
I love that she pointed out her cough as well. Guys, I cough.
There was a cough in that.
I need a number, one or two from you. One or two will determine who's getting these tickets to Disneyland. I mean, it's a very big moment for someone.
Go with number two.
Number two puts us on Jonathan. Jonathan, congratulations. Rosemead, you've gotten yourself four.
Thank you so
one
much.
Day, one park passes to Disneyland. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You can pick any Disney character of your choosing right now, and Vanessa will say goodbye to you as that character. So it doesn't have to be one of the ones she did. It could be any Disney character. Go ahead.
It's got to be Donald Duck.
All right. She does
She does a Donald Duck.
I can't think of how he sounds like.
Go ahead, Vanessa.
Congratulations.
That just offended the entire gay population, for sure.
Congratulations.
Well, Vanessa, hold on. Do it clear. I don't want to talk over that. You did it so well.
This is Donald. What's his last name?
Stop, you idiot. All right, we got to take a break. Let's
oh, my God.
We'll take a break. We'll
that
be back.
That is incredible, man. I don't
know. More show next. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. We will give you your news right now. Then a brand new hour of the show can officially begin. We got MyChem tickets. In fact, we'll do another pair of MyChem tickets in the next, I don't know, 5 minutes. So get ready for those if you want to go to Dodger Stadium and check out some MyChem. And we're just going to do Vanessa impressions all show long. So get ready. There'll be more impressions of Vanessa all show long. People loving them. As many people said, what's his last name? OMG, I am dying. You can't make this stuff up. No, you cannot.
I had a brain fart.
That's okay. You're the best. Stay exactly how you are. Let's get to your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
All right, if you watch The Cosby Show at all, you're very familiar with Theo Huxtable. The only son of Cliff and Claire Huxtable and Malcolm Jamal Warner, who played Theo, died tragically after drowning while he was swimming on vacation in Costa Rica. He was only 54 years old, and here's what happened. He was swimming, obviously, in the ocean, and there was a strong current that pulled him under. He was rescued by bystanders. And then when they brought him in, the local Red Cross tried to revive him. But unfortunately, all of that happened just a little bit too late. And if you want to know what Bill Cosby thinks of this, someone was... It's messed up, Bill.
She's a little too jolly for the situation.
Geez, I mean, God, the gravity of this is...
Give us your real thoughts, sir, please.
Here were his real thoughts.
All right.
Thanks.
How
long does he go?
He does it for a long time.
He's just still doing it.
I got that, I got that audio from Bill Cosby face to face. That audio I just played? I got that face-to-face sitting right across the table from Bill Cosby.
Oh, man, a few years ago, you would not have wanted to brag about that.
I'm still not. I still don't want to brag about it. I still don't want to brag about it. I brought up some stupid jazz something because he was hosting.
Oh, really? And then he just did it? You didn't tell him, hey, can you scooty bop in the microphone for me?
I said something. You know, he used to host a jazz festival at the Hollywood Bowl every year, the Playboy Jazz Festival. And I said something about,
story tracks.
For someone who's not a fan of jazz, what would you, he's like, oh, let me explain it like this. And he's... did this for like 20 minutes, and I sat there like, uh-huh. I said,
And you just watched and recorded it?
Yeah, I'm like, okay, next question. He answered every question like
that. Are you sure this was a Playboy Jazz festival?
It was jazz. Oh, they were on the wrong vowel. It was the wrong vowel. Excuse me.
So here's what he actually
said. What do you want people to remember about him?
He was never afraid to go to his room.
And get on his knees.
Yeah.
And study. He knew his lines and that he was quite comfortable even with the growing pains of being a teenager.
When's the last time you spoke to him?
3 months ago.
And... he said that not only had he spoken to him a few months before that, she was asking, have you talked to Felicia Rashad? And he's like, yes, I talked to her too. We talked about it, and we gave each other a big hug over the phone. And it's kind of interesting to think, after all this scandal with Bill Cosby, that the cast still spoke to each other as regularly as they did. It seemed like he... And you know, even though the show was essentially canceled... Malcolm Jamal Warner himself talked about it and was like, I understand why some people can't watch the show and enjoy it because of everything that's going on, but said, you know, there's a generation of young people who pursued higher education or started loving families because of the influence of the show, and can't discount its impact on television and American culture.
Yeah, of course. It's hard at the time. I mean, I remember that was a great show.
I loved that show.
Great show.
I mean, I watched all that stuff in Nick at Night. It was like in order, everything. And I
what'd you say, Allie?
Huh?
What? Where?
Oh, cancel Allie.
Whoa.
Nick at Night?
Slow it down. Slow
Let's
it down.
Sound again. We'll make it everything better. He's worse, remember? Focus on him. All right, remember the 2024 debate between Joe Biden and Donald Trump? It was a complete disaster, but it was the birth of many sound bites, including this one.
They're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets.
Yep.
But it was a horrible debate for so many reasons. But one of the reasons was that Biden kept losing track of where he was. It seemed like he wasn't even sure what was going on most of the time. It was just a failure of a debate. And that's what had the whole conversation started about whether he was even fit to run. Then eventually Kamala Harris came forward, blah, blah, blah. Now, his son, Hunter Biden, says that Joe Biden was on Ambien.
When that debate
happened.
I believe that.
And we all know where he got it.
Yeah.
But
Hunter Biden. But he's the Ambien guy.
He said that he gave him, well, he didn't say I gave it to him, but he said he was on Ambien to help him sleep better because he was on this grueling schedule.
Yeah,
and
I believe it.
He was prepping for the debate and it was so hard and it was taking this toll and it was like, all right, just to help you sleep, Dad, we're going to give you some Ambien. And then he was a complete mess the next day.
That's a big bird, man.
Yeah that is absolutely something.
It's not a real bird.
Let's get into a brand new hour of the show. And the very first thing we're going to do is get you into MyChem, Dodger Stadium. If you'd like to go, give us a call right now, even if you never called us before. 800-520-1067. Let's go ahead and give you some tickets right now on K-Rock.